President visits Asia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Tokyo, Japan Monday. She is set to lead the presidential delegation for the state funeral Tuesday for Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was assassinated while giving a campaign speech in July. The vice president will be traveling to South Korea later in the week. Her visit is focused on reaffirming the U.S.'s commitment to its allies in the Indo-Pacific region. As Tropical Storm Ian is expected to strengthen into a hurricane as it nears the Florida coast, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a state of emergency and urged residents to make preparations. Fox Weather's Max Gordon has the latest from Fort Myers, Florida.
Emergency officials say now is the time to look up if you're in an evacuation zone, zones where there's a threat of being inundated or cut off by floodwaters, and to know what your route will be like if there's a need to evacuate. While it's still unclear where exactly this storm will hit, in a press conference earlier today, state officials said that there's the potential for Category 4 hurricane storm surge, even if the storm downgrades before making landfall.
Officials are advising residents to stock up on drinking water, non-perishable foods, and fuel. Meanwhile, officials assessing the damage in Atlantic Canada, which was devastated by post-tropical cyclone Fiona Saturday. Fox's John Scott reports.
It swept away coastal homes and knocked out power to more than 500,000 customers.
Officials said they discovered a woman's body that had been swept into the sea. Canadian troops helping with the recovery. Hurricane Fiona responsible for at least five deaths in the Caribbean. Partial results in Italy's early election shows far-right Prime Minister candidate Giorgia Meloni and her Brothers of Italy party with the lead. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Protesters demonstrating in Iran against the country's radical Islamic regime. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington, D.C.
State media in Iran is reporting that over 40 people have been killed so far in the unrest, and the Iranian army has warned of continued confrontation, calling demonstrators enemies of the state. The protests were sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died after being detained by the so-called morality police for not properly wearing a headscarf or hijab. While Iranian authorities claim that Amini had suffered a heart attack, reports have indicated that she had been severely beaten. As the demand for a regime change now echoes in cities throughout Iran, women are defying Iranian law by removing their head coverings and cutting their hair. Solidarity protests are now underway throughout the world.
Protests happening in front of the White House. New Orleans going to unusual measures in their fight against crime. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
The city is hiring civilians to replace some cops currently on administrative duty so the officers can head back to the streets in the Big Easy. But besides monitoring phones and handling desk work, about 50 to 75 will be enlisted to respond to some minor calls and even trained to do some detective work. The moves come after New Orleans recently passed St. Louis as the nation's murder capital. The department also lost 150 cops from its ranks last year.
Tyler Reddick winning his third NASCAR Cup Series race Sunday.
1 week ago, Reddick was one of four drivers eliminated from the round of 12 in the playoffs. But Reddick became the fourth consecutive non-playoff driver to win this postseason. Reddick crossed the finish line first at Fort Worth despite lingering tire concerns.
Yeah, that last run, the right sides were vibrating really, really hard there. So I was just trying to maximize and just use the advantage that the gap that I built over Joey.
Courtesy of the USA Network, Joey Logano finished second. Justin Healey was third.
That's Fox's Bob Mortali. I'm Laura Cantor. Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.